WSAX 561, Toledo, Ohio. WSAX 561, Toledo, Ohio. Stand by.
WSA 651, WRZP 544, Sheboygan, Michigan. Over. Station calling WRZP 544, Sheboygan, Michigan. Over.
WSB 8380 for the Ohio station. Please repeat your call sign.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan, Michigan. Over.
Copy, Bob in Sheboygan. I was trying to catch that Ohio station. I didn't catch his call sign. This is Nick in Hazel Park.
Hey, good evening, sir. Glad to hear you on the band. No, I'm sitting in the living room working on the old laptop working here, and I heard of myself and figured I'd give it a try. I might run out to the old radio shack there and see if I can't hear them. Their conditions might improve even better this morning.
Copy that, Sheboygan, Bob. This is the best I've got. This is Nick in Basil Park. Copy, standing by.
Keep doing what you're doing, sir. You're sounding good out here. And enjoy your morning there, and have a good day today there, and a better one tomorrow. Always happy to have you in my receive, sir. WRZP 544. Monitoring the frequency.
WSBJ 347, monitoring.
WSBN 77, Jupiter County, Stowe, Hanville.
7, standing by. WSBJ 347, we got a copy.
refinishing it. And in the meantime, I'm just storing stuff in two rooms, you know, like Christmas stuff and all that. And we went and rearranged stuff, and now I'm taking over one room. And I'm making it all done.
WRWR357.
From Michigan.
Yeah, go ahead. This is WIEG 48 out of Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Hey, Jack. Good morning, Jack. I just wanted to get in there and say I probably won't be able to hear you come back to me, but I'm apparently making it into the delivery meter this morning. WRWF 516. Anyway, Bob, yeah, I can see the 53430 there.
It is. It's whatever. Like I said, whenever Tony gets around to it next week or whenever, I'm not too worried about.
I said that. You're sounding good here. Anyhow, I gotta go to for breakfast, so I'll talk to you maybe a day after the breakfast. WIEG 48 clear.
Roger that, Jack. WRUG 488 WRWF 516. Good to hear you out there. We'll be standing by. I'm actually talking on the Ottawa Link 725, so I guess I'll turn my power down or something so I'm not keying up points at the same time.
WSBN 727 from Stowe, Ohio, which is by Akron. Guys, are you copying me in Michigan?
Yep, we hear you down there in Stowe, Ohio. You're making it into the Macomb 675 repeater from where you're at, WRWF 516. I'm in Monroe County, Michigan, and I'm making it into the Point, Michigan.
That's crazy. Well, good condition, really good condition, because I don't even have the antenna outside, it's inside on my base unit.
Yeah, what's really strange is from my vantage point here, I'm actually much closer to the Detroit than the Macomb repeater physically, but the only one that I can even hear or key up right now is Point, which is about 92 miles from here as the crow flies. WRWF 516. Frank, on this one. If somebody let me know if I'm, tying up the channel, I'll jump out.
WSBN 727 from Stowe. Guys, good talking to you. Signing
out. Okay. Bye-bye. Take it easy there from Stowe, Ohio. WRWF 516, Petersburg, Michigan. We're waving.
$5.65 Donald, listening. Galvi RCY 565 from WRUU 850.
Good morning. Up here on the, what am I on right now? I'm on the Macomb 675. I am north of Detroit in Warren, Michigan. And, yeah, conditions are crazy today. So that's the way ducks are. It's like, I like to describe it. You ever see that, like how they depict wormholes in Star Trek, you know, where at one end and then it comes out on the other end, but you never know where the other end is. That's kind of what a duct is like, tropospheric ducting. You never know where the duct's going to run. Good morning.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I've been at FM and TV stations for a long time since I was a kid, so I learned about that kind of stuff a while ago. I just hope I'm not upsetting anyone by being up from, this far away anyway. Yeah, it's really, really odd right now. I have, like, a direct path to Flint, but I can't open Macomb or Detroit, which are both closer to me. So, yeah, I don't know. This is a about the only time I get out here and have a lot of fun is when I can, you know, kind of see what I can do and get my good.
Oh, yeah. Well, nobody will complain. It's just conditions. There's nothing you can do about it. So it is what it is. It's not normal. So we'll just take advantage and have some fun with it. All right. I just pulled up the home. I got to run inside, take care of a few things, and then get ready to meet the boys for breakfast. So have some fun, and maybe we'll catch you in a bit. WRUU 850.
WRUU 850, WISG 48, copy. Somebody out there saying on the mic.
WRYB 421. Enjoy breakfast, gentlemen. I'll catch you on the next one, I can make.
WRTZ 552 is listening. WRTZ 552 is clear.
WSDY 438, Shepherd, Michigan on the band.
WQCV 204. WQTV 204. WQTV 204.
Copy into the machine, which is M Charlie Zebra 810.
This is Detroit Repair. Oh, it is not. Oh, yes, it is. So the reason I'm choppy is because I'm in Toledo, Ohio.
Roger that on the Toledo, Ohio. We're up here coming to you off the Mayville machine up here north of Flint.
Oh, well, we're making the trip anyway. We're mobile, so that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, roger that. I mean, you are making it, definitely. Let's say you're just a little bit choppy, so I don't know where you are in relation to the Troy machine there.
Well, we're a good 50 miles away, or 40 miles, gotta be.
Yeah, roger that. You're doing about 85% into it, so it's not too bad.
Yeah. Okay. All right, well, have a good day. It looks like it's going to be a good day out there, and be safe. And this is WQTV 204. We'll be clear. Thanks for the comeback.
Absolutely. Enjoy your day. Be safe. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810, monitor.
WRTZ 552 is listening.
Morning, 552, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. Good morning, how are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning. I am on I-75, just about coming up to Pinconning. So, hitting the repeater pretty good this morning.
Yeah, you're making a full quieting into it. Up here in Tuscola County, coming off the Mayville machine.
Yeah, copy that. Appreciate the comeback this morning.
Absolutely. Hope you have some nice outdoor activities planned for today, because it looks like it's going to be a nice one.
Yeah, I copy that. Just a lot of driving today, but great day for a drive regardless. These are great days like this.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I got a bit of driving to do this morning myself, and not quite sure what we're doing this afternoon or this evening yet, but I'm going to try to take all the kiddos out somewhere to do something.
Yeah, copy that. Enjoy the weather today, and you have a good one. I'm going to clear out here for the time being, but WRTZ 552 is clear.
Roger that, 552. You have a great day. Be safe. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile. We'll be listening.
Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel 822 mobile monitor.
822, good morning to you. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile.
Mile road in Birchdale heading for South Ohio, basically going south here. Back over to you.
I caught you on 9 Mile Road somewhere. I'm not sure what machine you're trying to get into, but maybe once you get a little bit closer to one of the machines, you'll be a little bit better.
I keep coming by Color City on a handy coffee with a whip and in the vehicle. I put my windows down, hoping that helps some, and point the antenna out sky. I'm on 9 in Hilton currently. Back over to you.
Copy that. I'm on the Mayville machine right now, and I'm up near, east of Caro, if you know where that is.
By Brown City area. My dad is up that way. Yeah, I'm down in Detroit, Michigan area. Heading down to Belle Isle for the day, or for a couple hours anyway. Back over to you.
Copy that, correction. I'm actually just west of Caro, going to Caro, just going over the old Caro Center.
Been a while since I've been up that way. Go to out of town, I go to see my dad. He lives just outside of Brown City, up that way. But yeah, new to GMRS. This will be the first contact I've had on GMRS. Brian, I'm going to take Pam as well. Back over to you.
I'm having a really hard time copying you on that one, and I'm almost at my destination, so I'm going to go ahead and clear off here, and then we'll try to catch you a little bit later there. Hope you have a great day. Be safe. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, and I'll be clearing your final.
You have a wonderful rest today, and I will be
WRBW-527, mobile in Chelsea.
This is Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel 822 monitoring. This is Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel 822 monitoring.
WRYB 421 mobile.
One mobile station. This is Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel 822.
How you doing,
822? Oh, not too bad. Not too bad. Down at Belle Isle State Park, enjoying some beautiful weather and setting up an HF station here. Back over to you.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm just driving back home. Now I get to go enjoy a little bit of sunshine, a little bit around the house, some yard work, that's it.
Oh, very nice, very nice. Name here is Brad, Bravo Romeo Alpha Delta. And I'm just waiting on a couple coworkers who are interested in getting their GMRS and ham licenses to show up to show them what it's all about. Back over to you.
Very cool, yeah. Getting more people to join is always nice, especially friends. I have a friend that I'd like to get to join, but we haven't gotten around to getting together yet, so maybe one of these days.
Yeah, you know, working together in the office certainly makes it easy to get together in downtime to show different radio features and how it works, so that certainly helps with us. Back over to you.
Yeah, for sure. I do have one friend that actually did made it for it, but I can't get him to get online. He feels a little strange about talking to people, and I understand. But yeah, so I might make their contact. The main here is DC. And yeah, I'm actually pulling up to my residence, so I'll let you go. Nice talking to you, WRYB 421. And I'll be clear after your final.
421, well, nice to meet your acquaintance as well, and I just wanted to test this radio out, see how well it performed down in Belle Isle. Seems to be performing pretty well, so thanks for the call there, and you have a wonderful rest of your day. KE8WNZ. Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel 822 will be monitoring.
Oopsie, we've all done it.
At least I corrected pretty quickly afterwards. So, mistakes happen.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, and really it's no big deal. As long as the last one is the right one, no big deal. I know the last time I did that, I just kind of went, oh, where am I?
Yeah, and I've been using GMRS for about a day now or less. Got the radio set up this morning, matter of fact. So, still used to the ham band stuff.
Yeah, my problem is that, you know, the guys I talk to here are the same guys I talk to there, so sometimes I don't even know. I'll be talking to three guys that I talk to over on the ham side, and, you know, unless I look, I have no idea.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm just sitting here at Belle Isle waiting for my coworkers to get here so we can do some HF work. He's looking at getting his ticket, and don't want to kill my POTA battery before he gets here. So that's my docket today. Over to you.
Okay, where are you POTA-ing? Did I hear you right? Are you parks on the airing? Where are you doing? Where are you going? What park you lighting up?
We are doing Belle Isle State Park. I am there. My vehicle has my ham call sign on it, so it's easy to find me if you wanted to join. We are on the south side, up by the first point when you go in and going to the right. Just follow that around. We're on the back side. It's where we want to be at. You're welcome to join.
Oh, no, I appreciate that, but I've got a boatload of stuff to do here this morning, and then I got to get to my grandkids. I'm babysitting starting at 2 all day, so, but I appreciate that. No, that's cool. That'd be a great place to light up. A group of guys that I talk with pretty regularly, they're always doing POTA stuff, Captain Don and the group, and Greg and Dave and that, and you know, along with the group from Useka. They do a lot of, they don't necessarily do POTA, but they do a lot of larks in the park, but yeah, good stuff. So, well, have fun. I just thought it was kind of funny there. I just wanted to rib you a little bit about the call sign thing. Catch you later. This is W. No. Oh yeah, it still starts with a W. I was gonna goof like I was gonna give the wrong call, and then they really say both start with W. WRUU850.
And no problem there, 850. No problem at all. You have a wonderful rest of your day and enjoy the time with the grandkids, and we will chat with you some other time. Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel, 822.
WRTZ552 is listening.
I wasn't transmitting. But yes, you can pick up mine from here. Oh, this one doesn't work on here.
Altitude 7 on 94, 7 times up.
SCT 84, looking for a radio check. Thank you.
This is WSP 938 monitoring. Just making some lunch, seeing if anybody's around to chat.
This is Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel, 822 Mobile.
This is
WSBQ 996, monitoring.
This is Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel 822. Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel 822, standing by here.
Good afternoon, Whiskey Sam Charlie
Zebra 10. I believe the last bit of that internet is 010. Afternoon, name here is Brad, and I am the mobile currently. Back over to you.
Afternoon, Brad. First name over here is Paige, Papa Alpha India Golf Echo, and I am mobile as well, just west of Frankenmuth.
Okay, I am northbound on Woodward in Highland Park area currently, heading back home from doing a radio setup at Belle Isle today. Back over to you.
Yeah, copy that. Sounds like fun. I've just been running around all morning running errands and taking care of the kiddos there, so now I'm fixing to head home, relax for a little bit, and then figure out what we're going to do the rest of the day.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Yeah, I have a co-worker who is studying to get his ham license, and he's working on getting his GMRS as well. Me and him went out to do some radio work so we can see what that's about and see what it's like to set up and work on a station. Back over to you.
Yeah, roger that. At some point, I'd love to take some time and study, try to get my ham ticket, but yeah, I just don't have the time right now for it. I got so many other things going on.
I can certainly understand that. I'll tell you what, though, the technician, which is where I'm at still, I'm studying to get general and higher, but the technician is an easy 35-question test. A couple weeks of studying, you should be able to get it. It's pretty simple there. So whenever you got time, keep studying, keep trying. I would also recommend taking practice exams beforehand, because the practice exams you can find online are going to be the same test that you would take at the testing center. So if you're passing those consistently at 80% or better, you'll definitely pass your ham ticket. Back over to you.
I got an app on my phone that supposed to you know, help you prepare for it and give you a bunch of sample questions and stuff like that. But I haven't even had time to open up that lately.
I completely understand there. Life is quite busy at times. But yeah, always happy to answer any questions you have if you get a hold of me for your ham ticket. I haven't been a ham that long, longer than I've been a GMRS license, but I just got my GMRS license this week, and first time using it was today. But yeah, it's kind of hard. You'll get there eventually. You just got to take some time to study when you got it. I understand life is busy, don't always have that time to study. Back over to you.
Yeah, I've been on the fringes of communications for many, many years, and I just finally recently, you know, about 4 or 5 months ago, we bit the ticket and got the license, so, you know, I'm enjoying it, though.
And, you know, GMRS is a lot different than I thought it was going to be. I understand all these link repeaters might be going away soon because of some clarification in the FCC rules there. So, yeah, we'll have to see what happens with these. Back over to you.
WRYV 421 listening. Thank you.
Hanging on to Fisher Bay, curious when you guys can hear us. WSTV 869. Hanging out over here in Fisher Bay in the water, curious if anybody can hear us. WSBV 869.
Yeah.
Hanging out over
here.
Where are you guys coming in from?
WRVV 525.
Z713, I got you over here at 21 in Garfield.
Can I get a radio check? This is WSBS 916. Out here in the middle of Munchies Bay, I'm in the Savannah Blue Restaurant, looking for a radio check. WSBS 916.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. We are mobile.
Loud and clear, Sheboygan. Someone from Lake St. Clair outside of Fairhaven.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Enjoy the rest of your day. WRZP 544.
Enjoy the rest of your day as well. WSBS 916.
WSDX 313 mobile and monitoring.
Yeah, 313, please check it. Lot of static.
Echo Golf 482 checking in. Good afternoon.
WRWZ 662, can I get a radio check?
WRTV 448, you got your ears on?
Okay, 448, I hear you loud and clear. WRWZ 662, stand by listening.
WRUG 488, WSCI 847, you're on, Jack. WSCI 847, Cleveland, listen.
Whiskey Sierra Echo Golf 482. Can anybody hear me?
WSDJ 347. I heard somebody out there.
Nice to hear it. Thank you. I want to see if it's working.
Hey Anthony, it's Jason here, hanging out on the radio by chance, are you?
WRTF 910 is monitoring.
WRUG 488 from WRCY 565. Jackie out there? WRUG 488 clear. Whoops, WRCY 565 clear.
Station out there, 218. Station out there, 218. WRUG 488, copy.
WRZX218. Go ahead, Jack.
Well, good afternoon. How you doing today?
Not too bad. Got that grass cut this morning. We're all done with that. Over.
So you must be a little bit tired, right?
Yeah, roger that. Just ordered a pizza. Don't feel like doing nothing. We'll just keep that. Over.
That is the best thing you did. Oh, the pizza and poppers, that's it. That's what I would do.
Roger that. Well, this radio would really jump, wasn't it?
Well, this morning was like 10 people, they all want to come in. I woke up about 7 o'clock, and that's what happened. And I had to go to the breakfast because everybody was there. Some ham people out there, some GMRS people, they were out there, so I had to go there. Roger?
Oh, yeah, yeah, your Saturday morning breakfast. Yeah, there's a bunch of Ohio coming in. A bunch of them from these surrounding repeaters. It was ringing them all.
Randall, how am I sounding? Am I sounding good? Because I just put that 2x4 Comet antenna out there.
Yeah, you sound good. You just got a little rolling pop in the background. Barely hear it. I can barely hear it, but other than that, sound real good. Over.
Good, thank you, because I'm driving anyhow. I'm doing about 49 miles an hour.
Roger that. Is that thing's about 5 foot tall, isn't it?
Oh, that thing, it's about maybe 5'6". Yeah, maybe, I don't know how long this 5'6" is, but I know it's 5'6". This thing is for GMRS and also UHF, VHF for ham radio.
Roger that. How do you have it mounted?
The Magnamount, it costs $25, but the antenna costs $80 by itself, Roger.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I've seen them for sale in, what's that place called? Starts with a D. Over.
I don't know, but the Magnamount came in from Ohio, not in Ohio. What's the other one? After he passed Ohio. They came in from there, and that's the only place they have that Magnamount. But the antenna came by itself from eBay. I got it out of eBay for $79.89.
Copy that. Do you like it so far?
Yeah, one thing, Randall. I'm on Detroit repeater. Let me switch to Mount Clemens and see if he has any different. Roger.
Copy that. All right, go ahead.
How about now? Is there any different?
Oh, yeah. That pop went away. That rolling pop's all gone. You're good to go.
Well, Look at where I am. I'm on the 17 mile, and I just passed Mount, and I'm on Mount Clements repeater. But Detroit repeater, look how far is it, and it's really doing good. Roger.
Copy that. Yeah. Yeah, you should get out. Get out more. Now it'll, you know, get further distance. So that's what I experienced with that 40-inch one, going from 13-inch to 40. But, yeah, that was a big difference.
What I'll do, I'll send it. When I get home, I'm going to go to Menard right now. I got to get me a battery for the boat. And when I get home, I'll take a picture and send it to you.
Copy that. Okay. Yeah, we'll be listening to this for a while over here. And, okay, sounds good. WRZX218, we'll be standing by after your final.
Randall, you take care, and I will do that. I even tell you that the name of the Magna Mount is. It really was not that expensive, the Magna Mount. It's just the antenna is a little bit expensive. That's all it is. And I tell you one thing, they do a hell of a job. I talked to Bob there at Sheboygan. He said, I'm sounding really good out that way.
That's good. All right. Pizza's here. I'm going to eat that sucker. I'll talk to you after a while. You send that to me. WRZX218. We're clear.
Thank you very much. Go ahead and take care of that pizza. Just a little bit anyhow. Later on, WRZX-48, clear.
Station 488,
WRHW 478. Go ahead there, 478, WIUG 488.
Hi, Jack. I happened to catch you and Randall, and I was curious as to what model antenna you're running.
Antenna 2x4 common. Roger.
Did you say 2x4 Comet antenna on that mag mount?
That is a very, very good antenna.
Very good. I'm running that Midland MTX-26, I think, on mine. It's only about 43, and I'm on the outskirts of the Detroit repeater, so I'm looking to get something to gain a little bit more distance on. Thank you very much for your input.
No problem, anytime. But this antenna is really good. You could use it for a GMRS, because I read on it and all that. That's why I got it. And you can use it for ham. If you're going to be a ham radio, if you have a license, you can use it, both of them, on the same antenna. And this is WIUG48.
WRHW478. Jack, that's what I'm looking to do on the mobile, is get a antenna that I can run all three bands on, or services on, without having to load the car up with all kinds of antennas.
I tell you what, yeah, I got that from, I don't know if Amazon, I'm sure Amazon, I have them. And I just paid $79.82 from eBay for the free shipping. But I think Amazon is $80, something like that, the antenna. But the Magna Mount, you would not find it around. You'll find it in Where is that place at? It's by Ohio, Bass, Ohio. What? I forgot the name of it. That's where you find it. And I can't give you the name, but I'm driving right now. We can get back to you in a little bit, and I'll give you the name of that place. That place over there, they sell everything. And if you're going to order one of these, make sure you tell them it's for less than a quarter. You know, you put the quarter in the antenna, and it shows less than a quarter. And that way they send you the right max amount.
Okay, are those NMO mounts? Because I'm running right now that NMO mount magnet that's about 4 inches in diameter.
Maybe, you know, you may be right, and I'm all right, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're right. But that place is, that's the only place they sell them over that way, Bass, Ohio. But Dayton, Ohio, something like that?
Yep, that makes sense. So you're not thinking of Gigaparts or a ham radio outlet, are you?
I'm on a
DB20G. How big of a magnet is that that you're running on that ComEd antenna?
I'd say a little bit wider what I had. I had the other one was a little bit, but it's the same thing. If you look at them, it's the same thing. But this one, it's better, because I drove 80 miles an hour, it didn't do nothing to it.
That's good to know, but if I went 80, my wife would kill me. So I'll let you get into the store. I appreciate your feedback on it. I'll declare up your final, WRHW-478. This is Howard, by the way.
No problem. Just give me a shout if you don't know. When I get whatever I have, you know, I think I have it with me, but I'm not sure. The name of the place where I got it from. Anyhow, you might know it anyhow. Just Google it and find out Magna Mount somewhere in there after Ohio. I was saying whatever I said it before. Anyhow, like I say, anytime give me a shout, I'll help you out on that one. WIUG 488 clear.
We'll do that, Jack. You take care. WRHW 478 clear.
WRUU 850, Jack, am I making it?
On you more making it. You have the best antenna, I know that.
Well, Jack, I'm just on my little Anyphone handheld, and I'm sitting in my daughter's kitchen, and I can hear the repeater quite well. I'm on the Detroit, and so I'm not sure if I was making it, but it's, not, it's coming in really good, so I figured I had a chance.
Yeah. Oh, you are making it exactly, but, you know, it's just a little snowy, that's all, because you're on the handheld. Roger.
Roger. Okay, good to know. I just figured I'd check and see how he's doing down here. So if I want to give my grandson a GMRS portable and talk to Grandpa, we can do it.
Yes, 100% he can do it with no problem at all. Roger.
Roger that. Okay, thank you, Jack. I'll let you get back to your evening. I'm watching the kids, going to be here for quite a while, and we're digesting from dinner, and I think we're going to go take a walk down to the park and maybe go to TCBY, get some ice cream in a bit. WRUU 850.
John, good to hear you. You take care, and you have a good evening. And take care of the babysitter anyhow, which is... I like that. I used to do that every day, about 4 years ago I used to do that. And sometime I do it too. Catch you later. WIUG, but it is clear.
WSDJ 347. How about it, Jack?
Go ahead, 347 WIUG 48.
Yeah, I was just listening to you talk about your antenna. I got the same one on my truck from Amazon. And I got the Tram 5 inch NMO magnet mount from Amazon. Seems to work pretty good.
No, you know what? Amazon didn't have these because I don't, I'm on the common 2x4. Roger.
That's where I got mine from, on the Comet 2x4. That's what I got on my truck. I just looked it up, and I paid what you did, $80, and now they got 6% off, so it's $74, $75.
You know what? Yeah, you're right. You know, you're right. But the thing is, the Magnemar didn't come from Amazon. I couldn't ever find on Amazon. I could never find it on eBay. I had to call a friend of mine, Captain Don, and he told me what to get it from.
Yeah, they got them at Amazon right now. I just looked it up. They're $75 right now. I paid like you did. The $80 when I bought mine.
Hey, another gentleman, if he's still out there or not. My Magnemod, they call it Jetstream. Jetstream 6 NMO. That's the right Magnemod for that common 2x4.
WR 847. Jack, yeah, this is Howard. I heard you on that, and I'm also looking up that antenna. What I find is a CA-2x4 SRNMO. Does that sound about right?
This is WSDJ 347. Yeah, Bob, that's what it is. I'm looking at it right now on Amazon.
Don't forget that Magnemon. They call it Jetstream. JTM6MMW. It's 5.5-inch Magnemon.
Got that, Jack. JTM 6MW, 5-inch magnet mount.
Maybe later on I'll tell you the place. I don't have it here because I'm in the car. The place where I got it from, they shipped it for free. Like $25, something like that. The magnet mount only.
You mentioned it a D. That wouldn't be DX Engineering, would it?
No. No, it's not DX Engineer. Hold on a minute. I got it. There you go. R&L. R&L Electronics. Roger.
Got it, R&O Electronics. Thank you. Yeah, I can see that Comet CA-2x4 SRNMO on the Amazon for $74.99. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
No problem. Anytime. I will help you guys out. No problem at all. You guys take care and you have a good day. WIUG 48 clear.
WRHW 478 clear.
WSDJ 347 clear. WIUG 488 WRTR 630.
WSDY 438 on the band.
This is WSDG 444 calling base unit. Can you hear me clearly?
Just so you know, you're full quiet and loud and clear into the machine. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. WSDY 430 clear.
WRUT 488.
WSCI 847, you're on, Jack.
Yes, sir, go ahead. How you doing, 487, 847?
Hey, Jack, good to hear you there. Yeah, the conditions are pretty good tonight, so I thought I'd give you a shout. Sounds good tonight, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, you've been, how you doing today? I'm driving, and how am I sounding?
You're sounding great, full quiet, no problem. I didn't even know you're driving, no flutter or nothing there, go ahead.
Ben, I just put an antenna, 2x4 common, and I tested it, it was good too. You can use that for GMRS, also ham, Roger.
Yeah, real good there, Jack. Yeah, it sounds great. Yeah, you're doing real good. What are you in the Mount Clemens right now?
Five miles from Mount Clemens, Roger.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're doing great. Yeah, I'm going to the Detroit side, so okay. Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, the conditions are phenomenal tonight. Yeah, I was on the ham side talking to people over in your neck of the woods there. So really interesting tonight. So sounds real good. Yeah, the weather is beautiful down here. I'm sure it was up your way too. So humidity is starting to come in there, but oh well. We're going to make it through. That's okay. A couple days without the humidity, that sure makes it beautiful, though. Go ahead.
For sure, Danny, you're sounding good. Excellent. No, nothing on the middle or nothing going on. You're sounding very clear. Roger.
Oh, can't complain, yeah. The Detroit footprint there is phenomenal down this way, so it's a big repeater. Sounds good. Hey, you have a safe drive there, Jack. Good to hear you. I thought I'd catch you there when the conditions are good, so I'll be listening around. I'll be somewhere. You have a good one. WSAI 847. Take care.
Well, good to hear you, Dane. As you are just always good to hear, good friend. And that's for sure. You take care and you have a good evening. We'll talk some other time. Sometime I get up in the morning, I'll be on that 600. So sometime, not all the time, but sometime there's not too many people out that way. Anyhow, good to hear from you and keep it up. You take care and have a good evening. WIUG 48.
WIUG 488. WRNW 329.
Sam, how are you doing today? WIUG 488.
I'm doing pretty good, Jack. Just had the grandkids in the pool, doing a little cleaning here, put some salt in here, just kind of relaxing. Think we got a beautiful evening right now. No wind, the wind's died right down. Pretty nice out.
Yeah, it's a very, very good evening, and no wind, no nothing really, and I was driving. I've been driving for over an hour. I haven't got home yet, but you're sounding good, Roger.
Copy that. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm on the handheld here. Sit out at the pool, trying to wrap this up in the pool out here. It doesn't sound like you're traveling. Sounds like you're on the base station. Sounding nice and clear.
I was just talking to a good friend, and I told him, I'm on 2x4 common.
Oh, Okay, copy that. It sounds real good. Got a magnet mounting, a dual bender, or is it GMS, GMRS?
So what, that is a GMRS, also a ham. You can do all three of them, GMRS and a ham. Roger.
All right, copy that. That sounds really good. That sounds real good. Is that out of, you just got a magnet mount? And is that an Amazon item?
Well, it's not Amazon item. I went through a couple of places to get it, and that's how I got it, but it's not Amazon. I was on eBay and I found it. They call it 2x4 common. And it's not cheap either. So at $80, just the antenna. The magnet mount came from somewhere else. I had to go do a search for that magnet mount. And it was not much, really, about $25.
All right, I copy that. Yeah, I say that radio sounded real good. Thought maybe you're on the base station, so I was just listening in, kinda. And out here playing around in the pool, but yeah, I just can't even tell you're in a mobile.
But don't forget, I'm on DB20G, too. Roger.
$20, what kind of dollars, Jack, did you say?
$20, what kind of dollars? They get out pretty well. They do the job. They've got a half-decent radio with a good antenna. They're going to always sound good there.
Okay, thank you.
By Tim, there's another gentleman out there. Go ahead. Is there another station out there? I don't know, Tim. I just heard another person out there. He goes, 20? 20? I'm on my DB20G, reality. That's all. Roger?
I copy that. I thought I heard something key up. I didn't hear anything, but I thought I heard another station keying or something. But there's another station out there. Go ahead. It's WRNW 329.
Go ahead, Tim. There's nobody out there. Anyhow. Well, I'm almost at my destination. I'll talk to you a little bit tonight or tomorrow. Tim, you take care. And you have a good evening. WIUG, Brady.
All right, Jack. Appreciate you coming back. Always nice talking to you. I always hear you out there, and you make my speaker rattle. I got to turn it down just a little bit. Always sounding good. WRNW 329. Talk to you later. We're clear for now.
WRNZ 294. WIUG 48. Copy. All right. It's not out there. WIUG, but it is clear.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, A10 mobile monitoring. WSDJ 541.
Good evening. I'm coming in off the Flint 725 repeater. Just trying to play around with the radio tonight. She's all out there.
I'm pushing, making point in some chatting with you. First name is Paige, Papa Alpha India Golf Echo, and I am coming into you off the Saginaw machine right now.
That's cool. Yeah, the name here is Chris, Charlie Hotel Wrong Idea Sierra. Yeah, I'm over here in Lennon, which is, probably could hit the Saginaw machine. I don't know what the height is on that. I can hit it with, on the VHF side with a ham, but, I don't know if I've ever tried to do that with the, from here with anything else there.
The VHF in Saginaw, that's, what's it, 145.33, something like that?
I was thinking like the 14524.
Some different one then, or maybe I have it incorrectly. I know there's one in Saginaw that's on 2 meters, and every once in a while when I was setting up the radio, you know, just kind of trying to ker-chunk it to see if I could hit it, and wasn't really able to, and I'm really just outside of Saginaw. So it must be a different machine then, if you can hit it from down there sometimes.
I think you're in hand as well. you know, I've been noticing that lately. I've been driving around, playing around the GMRS side of things. We got Lansing starting to get more and more repeaters as days go on. And you know, I ran into GMRS so I could, like, get some conversation with people I don't talk to all the time, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I'm over at GMRS talking to people I talk to all the time, and I'm like, weird.
Yeah, roger that. No, I'm not a ham myself. You know, if I ever get some time, you know, I'd like to study and get my ticket, but, you know, right now when I got 4 kids in the house and running 2 households and stuff, don't have a whole lot of time for wizard stuff. But I've always been into monitoring the ham bands and stuff like that.
Yeah, I just swung the VFO over to see what Saginaw sounded like there for the GMRS side. I can hear it faintly, so I doubt I can get into it. But I know it's there. Probably on my mobile I'd be doing better, but currently I'm in my Polaris Ranger playing around with this, oh gosh, what is this radio? It's like a TYT-UV, oh crud, 8800, 8900, I don't know, somewhere in there. It's just those little tiny thing. It's the size of a couple packs of cigarettes.
I'm using a Motorola here in the mobile, and for a portable, I'm using the Bufang UV5R, and it seems to do pretty good. Right now, I'm mobile, just crossing under 75 in Bridgeport, and I can actually hit, let's see, Bay City, Saginaw, Flint, and Mayville. I can hit all four of them from where I'm at right now.
That's pretty cool. So I know this is, I think this is a CMEN repeater that they set up for GMRS linking. And yeah, I was scared snotless about this whole Part 90. They tell us that we're not supposed to be modifying radios to work out here, but I see everybody else is doing it, so I don't see, I think it's not a problem until it's a problem. Like if somebody like transmits where they don't belong or has some spurious emissions going out somewhere else, bleed over or something.
Charlie Zebra, AM0 for ID. Yeah, I'm kind of the belief that, you know, as long as you're conducting yourself appropriately and, you know, not doing anything to draw extra attention to yourself, they've got much bigger things to worry about than GMRS. However, this Lincoln thing is something that's been kicked up recently, and who knows what's going to happen with it. You know, I personally like it. I'm all for it as long as it's appropriate. However, I feel that probably somewhere, somehow, somebody had some stuff linked together and caused some kind of uproar about it, and, you know, we all get to reap the benefits of that.
Yeah, to my knowledge, somebody out in New York or something like that were linking repeaters together, and they all of a sudden took all 8 channels, and they were all interlinked. They may have been all spaced out nicely, but as soon as the band opening opened up, you key up one, you key up the whole dang network, and it was bad. And I know I watch Ham Radio Crash Course on this kind of stuff, and I'm just like, jeepers. I ran into it at 4 o'clock in the morning when I'm driving down the road, and I can hear all the repeater channels being used, but it clears up as soon as the sun rises.
It really sparks the conversations. You know, I'm kind of pro and con on the whole Lincoln thing. You know, I mean, I guess the intent was for it to be for local communications. However, I will admit that I love being up here in Saginaw and talking to somebody all the way down in Toledo. You know, so there definitely is, you know, some advantages to it there. And everybody that I've met and talked to on this network has been, you know, extremely courteous and professional. I mean, you know, every once in a while, you get one of those little bootleggers that jumps in and does something stupid, but, you know, that's going to happen whether it's linked or not.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things I got this for is because I tried getting the wife into a technician class license and she didn't feel like doing it. So I was like, well, here we go. I got the GMRF license. For a while, they were using the 600, and so she was about 6-7 miles away from me on the 600. We were running simplex, so that'd be the output of a repeater. And we were having a good old time, and all of a sudden, we just noticed the lamping output is on the 600. And it's like, darn it, there's nowhere to hide. Can't run full power anymore. But, you know what, though, it's kind of nice, though, because if the wife is out and let's say Okemos and I'm out in Perry, I can talk to her. I could be out on Grand Ledge still talking to her when she's at work. So, yeah, I guess it's better in the long run to be going through the repeater. I can see it's got its ups, I can see it's got its downs, but there's not enough people out here to really be upset about it all. WSDJ 541. I'm pretty choppy, but that's the other good thing though about the GMRS is there's no digital communications, and I think that's what's happened to the ham radio in the last 10 years was even more was you got your D-Star, you got your D-Star, you got your Fusions, you got your P25 people, you got all sorts of people talking on DMR and whatnot, and to strike up a conversation with somebody, it's getting harder and harder because where are you going to find them? This guy might be on DMR. This guy. A long time ago when I first started, you know, you had DMR, which is being ran by the CMN people, and he also had analog, and it was nice because you didn't have all these different modes and all these people hiding on hotspots. You can actually strike up a conversation on a repeater.
Yeah, I unfortunately over the years have not really kept up with all the technology that's out there, so all that D-Star and Fusion and all that other stuff, you know, I have not a clue, huh? Once you get beyond a PL or a DPL, you pretty much got me lost.
Yeah, they're all the different modes of communication. You might be a scanner listener and you're just listening to the P25 stuff, and then you got the D-Star stuff, which is ICOM's proprietary that Kenwood was able to actually get to be able to use. Then you got your Fusion, which is your Yaesu's proprietary system. And you can interlink them somehow, but not everybody does. So, I mean, I'm just a straight up, I like analog stuff, and I know some people got offended by me saying a while back that I think it's kind of crap there that an amateur radio operator can talk across the world without having to put a tower up and just go through the internet. Well, what happens when stuff hits the fan? I want to build that nice station that can get out and talk to people.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. You said I was on a copy there. I switched over to the Mayville machine because that's the direction I'm headed in. So hopefully that'll solve some of the choppiness there. Yeah, I've always been very much old school. And, you know, on every single channel that I have here, for all the repeaters, I have a talk around on it. And then I also have a bank of all the GMRS frequencies on open tones as well. For those just in cases.
Yeah. All right, I started thinking about putting the side-by-side back on the trailer, but pleasure riding with you there for a little bit. It's getting dark, so I'll say 7-3 for now. I'll catch you later. This is WSDJ 541. I'll be clear on your final.
All right there, 541. You have a great evening there. Be safe. Enjoy chatting with you. Hope to do it again soon. This is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, and we will be monitoring.
This is WSDG 444, calling my base unit. Base unit, come in.
Base unit, coming back to you.
Oh yeah, I can hear you loud and clear. You sound pretty decent. You're getting in there now.
.444, you sound good in Shepherd, Michigan. WSTY 438.
This is WSDG 444. Yeah, thank you very much for answering me back. We just set up a new KG-1000 unit with an antenna, and we're seeing if we can hit the repeater with it.
Roger, roger. Heard both of your units. You sound good, and the other guy sounded really good here. When the south Alpha November, WSDY 438. Thank you for the comeback, and we'll be clear on your final.
Station 444, what is your location? My location is Roseville, Michigan.
Good, you're sounding really good. This is WSCI 783 out of Fenton.
We're in on this, WRZP 544. Have you loud and clear up here in Sheboygan County as well?
Sheboygan Bob, you always sound crystal clear, my man. WSCI 783, I'm monitoring.
Sir, appreciate that. We're in the mobile, and we'll be monitoring WRZP 544. This is WSDG 444 calling base unit. You're on the Mary. Base unit, come in.
This is base unit coming back to you. You seem to be coming in pretty clean.
Okay, you're hitting the Mayville repeater pretty nice there. I can hear you pretty good. You were better out in the Mount Clemens repeater, but the Mayville repeater, you're coming in pretty clear.
Well, good, good. I don't know how far you are away, but you seem to be coming in pretty clean, too, so I'm pretty impressed with that as well.
Friday morning, hopefully, I left it down to Columbus, and we're going to call you back, so I'm going to have to get back on them Monday while I'm getting settled on you. Well, actually, this started again, or flared up again, after I had mowed my brother's yard and in my yard, so I don't know if there's something in there, or if I picked something up out of my dad's house, or I don't know, I changed my oil right after I got done with that. So, but somewhere along the line, I picked something up. Well, it's funny, it might be just the same exact thing. You know, if they don't lock us down, they're going to shut us down, so I guess pick one or the other. So I mean, I'm getting into some kind of weird-looking traffic stuff coming up here. I'm going to hop off here. Hey, Drew, is that you out here trying in there? Yes, sir. If your tires come on, if it doesn't get any worse, I wasn't sure how it's going to get worse or not. I'm going home that way. I'm just going to try and do it tomorrow. And talk to Emily, and we might even spoke on the parking lot tomorrow. I was basically the north side of Tiffin when I started talking to you a little bit ago. The repeater is a beast, that's for sure. Good, have a good night. Can you copy me? Loud and clear. Right on. I was just north of Tiffin. I was talking to Jamie a few minutes ago. Right on. Be safe.
Radio check WSBV 571, radio check 5 watts at 1059 in Rochester.
Yeah, radio check, you, you're readable, but you got some static and some snap, crackle, and pop there.
And it sounds like your Roger beep is on.
This is WSDG 444, doing another antenna check to base unit, trying to hit the Saginaw repeater. Can you hear me? WSDG 444, calm base unit again. Yeah, you're coming in clear. Well, you're coming in. I can hear you. You're better off hitting the Mount Clemens repeater, though. This is WSDG 444. I am clear.
Thank you.
This is WSDG 444. Who was ever doing that radio check, I heard you loud and clear. I just couldn't respond to you fast enough.
Thank you so much, WSDM 993, clear.
Thank you.